ॐ ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। Krishna next is going to speak about how birth comes, or how really a human being is born, and that particular cycle, as to what is the importance of that cycle with respect to karma, with respect to yajna. So that is going to be discussed by Krishna in the very next few shlokas. So next two shlokas speak about this, speak about how birth happens, and then Krishna like enters into as to what is the importance of this knowing or being aware of this particular aspect of creation. अन्नात् भवन्ति भूतानि पर्जन्यात् अन्नसंभवः यज्ञात् भवति पर्जन्यो यज्ञकर्मसमुद्भवः कर्म ब्रह्मोद्भवं विद्धि ब्रह्माक्षरसमुद्भवम् तस्मात् सर्वगतं ब्रह्म नित्यं यज्ञे प्रतिष्ठितम् So this is also known as, I forgot the exact name, Pancha Brahma or something like that. It is also mentioned in many Upanishads, including the Mundaka Upanishad. So Annad Bhavanti Bhutani. So Bhutani are like beings are created out of Annam. So Annam, Anna Bhakshanam, or eats, or a man and a woman eat or partake annam. They intake annam, and as a result of that annam, the man like puts retas or the seed into the woman, and that becomes a baby or a child. So annam is the cause of all beings. That is also the reason why in the Chandogya Upanishad, the father Uddhalaka tests Shvetaketu by telling him not to eat for many days. So after not eating for many days, Shvetaketu comes back and says, okay, I'm not able to remember anything. I've learned all the Shastras, but I don't remember any of those. I can't quote from any of those. That is because he hasn't had food. Annam sustains the mind or the memory part, whereas like human life can be sustained by water which sustains prana is necessary. So annam here, we can take it that annam means that annam is the cause, like annam includes water as well here. So annam is the, and that's why it's also called annamaya kosham as well. It's based on annam. So beings are like creation of beings happens out of annam. So annad bhavanti bhutani, bhutani annad bhavanti. Parjanyat anna sambhavaha, parjanyam. So parjanyam means like rain showering clouds is the meaning of parjanyam. So like herbs or like plants which are the basic source for annam. If plants have to give us annam, then they need to have rain, or what farmers call as harvesting. So that is essential. So parjanyam. Parjanyam means rain showering clouds. So that is essential, that is required for annam. So parjanyat anna sambhavaha, from parjanyam annam happens. So beings come from annam, annam comes from parjanyam. Yajnyat bhavati parjanyo. So parjanyam means like rain showering clouds, means rain devata. So there are many devatas involved in that. So if we have to please them, or if we need rain from them, then we have to please them. So pleasing is essential or important in order to get rain. So that means yajnyat bhavati parjanyah. Parjanya itself comes out of yajna, and yajna karma samudbhavah. Yajna in itself comes out of like various activities that we do. That means yajnas come out of our activities. So the activities that we do means that karma is generally to be done as an yajna, as Krishna himself pointed out, like devan bhavayata anena te deva bhavayantu vah parasparam bhavayantah param shreyam avapsyata. So that is what is the purpose of karma. So karma should be done as an yajna, means offering to devata, and yajna shishtashinah santo muchyate karma bandhanah. Karma bandhanam, I guess. So that means yajna itself means that it is a karma. Yajna karma samudbhavah. Yajna is like karma. Yajna arises out of the karma that we do with the right attitude. That is called yajna. And karma brahma udbhavam vidhi. Brahma akshara samudbhavam. So here is where like we have to interpret it properly. So karma brahma udbhavam vidhi. Vidhi, no, karma brahma udbhavam, to come out of Brahma. And Brahma akshara samudbhavam, Brahma, known Brahma, to come out of akshara, akshara purusha. So here like Brahma cannot mean Lord Brahma as well, Brahma cannot mean Brahman as well. So here Brahma is what Shankara interprets as Vedas, the Vedas, the place where Brahman is being explained or described, or the place where karma is clearly explained, that are the Vedas. So karma comes out of Vedas. We know that Vedas give us the Vedas. The karma kandam of the Vedas tell us as to what to do, how to do. Like karma kandam, upasana kandam tell us like what to do, how to do, what not to do, etc. That is like summarized or briefed as two things, vidhi and nishedam. Vidhi means injunctions, whatever we have to do, and nishedam means whatever we shouldn't do. So that arises out of the Vedas. So karma comes out of the Vedas, and Vedas come out of Akshara Purusha. So there are Shruti quotations, like I don't exactly remember now which all, but there are Shruti quotations wherein it is said that the Vedas are the words of the primary or the first Purusha, or Akshara Purusha itself. So Vedas come out of Lord Brahma, who itself is a manifestation of Purusha or Akshara Purusha. We can say Brahman itself. So that means Vedas come out of Brahman. Vedas basically are coming out of Brahman. So Brahma Akshara Samudbhavam. No, Brahman to come out of Akshara Purusha. Therefore, tasmat, tasmat, because this is the procedure how like how beings are born, and that means like yajñas are also like we have to go back. Yajñas like from yajñas come out of karma, karma come out of Vedas, Vedas come out of Brahman. Therefore, tasmat, tasmat sarvagatam Brahma. So here Brahma means Brahman only. So sarvagatam Brahma, that Brahman who is all pervasive, he nityam yajne pratishtitam. Yajne pratishtitam, he is established in yajna nityam, always. So it means though he is like all pervasive, yet we can find him in yajna. That means we can attain him through yajnas. We can like realize him through yajnas is the meaning here. So the main emphasis in these two shlokas is to tell that in yajnas, when if we do yajnas, like Krishna is telling, I'm not telling you just that we have to do everything as an yajna. I'm not telling you just because I want it or just because my reasoning tells me that you will attain moksha. It's also because all pervasive Brahman is established in yajnas. If he is established in yajnas, then through yajnas we should be able to realize him. Not directly, but indirectly we will be able to realize him. So yajna itself means Ishwar Arpitam Naichya Kritam, like as well as remembering the truth, remembering who Ishwara is, remembering that Brahman is all pervasive. If we do that, then Brahman is in the yajna. Brahman is not only in the yajna, but Brahman will also help us in realizing himself. That means we will realize Brahman through yajna because Brahman is present in the yajna. So that is the second like logic or meaning, second or third, like whichever is the logic that Krishna is giving about yajnas. So he says like karma, you can do karma as you want. I don't care, like you may be doing karma in the way you want. Like you may do karma seeking mithya. You may be a mithyachara, or you may be doing karma for karma not as yajna artham. So yajna artham karma you may not be doing, or you may be doing mithyacharam. I don't care about it. But if you do it that way, you'll not realize Brahman because Brahman is situated in yajnas. So the reasons that he gave, like we can say that with like devas, like yajnas means we are offering to devatas. That means they will not pose obstacle. That is the first thing. So that is the first thing. So they will not only oppose, but like they will not if we offer to devatas, then they will not oppose, as well as they will give us they will fulfill our desires, all our worldly desires, so that like we can progress in the spiritual path. In order to progress in the spiritual path, we need some few desires, like the basic needs and all should be fulfilled, though that will be helped. So one is that if we don't offer to devatas, they will pose obstacle. Two is that they will fulfill desires only if we offer. And three is that in yajnas, Brahman is situated. Sarvagatam Brahma Nityam Yajne Pratishtitam. Brahman cannot be present in karma because Brahman and karma are contrary in nature. Brahman is like Prakash Swarupam, whereas karma is Ajnanam. Ajnanam means karma means like Andhakara Swarupam. So both cannot go together, but Brahman does go hand in hand with yajna because Brahman is present in yajna. Yajnas means Ishwar Arpitam Naichya Kritam, as well as remembering who this Brahman is. So that is exactly what like Krishna has said like in the 8th shloka, Niyatam Kuru Karma Tvam Karma Jayo Hiya Karmanah, as well as the next shloka is Yajna Artha Karmano. So yajna artha karmam is a karma in which like yes tvindriyani manasani yamyarabhate arjuna karmendriyai karma yogam asaktasya vishishyate. asaktaha. He is not attached to karma yoga. He is also doing it with jnana. That makes it yajna. So like, he is neither a mithyachara, nor he is a person who does karma apart from yajna artha karmam. But he does yajna artha karmam. He regularly does his activities without getting attached to the karma, as well as remembering that everything is one Brahman. So that thought of like all pervasive or sarvagatham Brahma makes him realize Brahman through yajnas. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.